Hey yo, and here we go, another episode of We Talk Music on the air and in your ear, and once again I am Martin, joined by the King of the Casters. He's the Chief Defender of the Faith, best booker in the business. He's the Mr. Brett Podcast, and Brett, we got ourselves a fantastic guest. I'm really looking forward to this interview here today. Why don't you introduce the gentleman that we're talking to?
Well, you know what I really like? I really like good music, and I really like good singing, and that's something that we have today. We're welcoming Jay Brown. He's an R&B singer, and he's here to talk about his new song, Vibe. Jay, how are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, I got to be honest. I love the song Vibe. Like, it has a great vibe, you know?
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
So, yeah, like, why don't you tell us a little bit about Vibe? And because, I mean, it's a little bit, I guess, more bouncy, one would say, than some of your previous work. But I think lyrically, it's certainly along the same vein.
Thank you. Yeah, great detection. Yeah, so, yeah, it's definitely a little more bouncy. You know, I felt like considering the climate that we're living in right now, it was necessary to have something a little more fun, a little more not club friendly, but just something that people can kind of like groove to in a sense. So I wanted to change things up a bit, and which is why we took this approach to create it, my team and I. It was just a feel good record, so to speak. So, you know, we had a good vibe going in the studio, and then from there we came up with Vibe, you know. So just hoping people will gravitate towards it, you know.
Well, I know for a fact that I've been wandering around the house over the last couple of days, and suddenly I'll be like, vibe with you, you know? So
it's... Oh, yes, nice.
So then why don't you tell us about the songwriting process that you kind of have for your songs?
Yes, before Brett sings again and ruins your song.
No, Brett did a good job. He did a good job. But, yeah, so the process... it's not really like a process or any particular rituals I go through. It's more so just getting in the studio, listening to a few tracks, getting behind the mic and just making it happen. Like sometimes like a few of my buddies, whether it's my manager or my friend Steve, they'll like, you know, spoon feed me a few lyrics that they have brewing in their minds, and then from there, if it makes sense, I'll sing it. But for the most part, I freestyle everything. So I really don't write things down. I just more so get behind a mic and just vibe. And whatever comes together, comes together.
Wow. And is that pretty much how you've done it your entire career?
Yes, sir. Yep. Because for some odd reason, it's easier that way. I feel like if I sit down and I'm just so focused and I'm just thinking too much into it, I'll get bored, you know? So from there, I was even like that in college as well. So I just have to like just do it. You know, I can't just sit there and just wait for something to happen. I just got to get there and get it, just go after it and make it happen.
So you kind of feel the energy of the moment as much as anything else,
right?
Then.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. It's all about the energy at that particular moment in time.
So who is it else that's in your team then? And what role do they play?
I'm sorry, could you ask me again the question?
And who else is in your team then, and what roles do they play?
Oh, so yeah, my team is like on the most like minuscule level that you could possibly think of. Like, so it's just my manager. His wife will help out sometimes whenever she can or whenever she's available. And my friend Steve, he'll help me with writing. And that's it. That's all we have. Oh, I'm sorry, and my publicist. And my gotta give it up for my publicist, Raphael. That's basically it. It's probably like three to four of us, basically. But we all play significant roles, so.
Well, yeah. Well, especially when you're that small a team, then you all have to play significant roles.
Right, exactly.
How does it all work together then, when you talk about the idea of like making an album and the way that you know, kind of write songs? Do you just kind of record one and then stash it for a bit, or maybe record it as a single and then consider putting it out on an album? Or do you have an idea of like, oh, I want to put together an album?
Well, you know, and you have to come up like either with an EP or an album, because, you know, if you have a single, you have to follow up with either another single. And then from there, you have to drop an EP or an album. So I think like whenever I record a single, it's just like we already know, like instinctively we have to like you know, put together an album or the next single, like, in a timely fashion. So that's normally how it goes. We just record one single, and then from there we jump right into, like, recording, like, a ton of other records. And then from those records, we just decide which ones that, you know, work best for an EP or an album or the next single.
We live in a world where the singles almost become more important than the album compared to what used to be in the past. So how do you feel about that?
That's very true. You know, I don't know if I, because for me personally, like, I would want to hear more, you know, from an artist, especially if I like the single.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
But again, the single, it has to be good, you know, which is why it's important, because that's like that defining moment. Like, people will either say, oh, I like him, or I don't like him, or I like his music, or I don't like his music. And if by chance they do like you, you have to have something right after that. There's no room for error, in a sense. Like, you have to follow up with something ASAP. But I feel like they both play a significant role. I think, like, you just have to go as hard as you can with that single, and then from there drop something right after, like, immediately afterwards, you know?
Yeah, you always got to come up with that next good thing, right? You can't sit still.
No, you can't. You can't. No. You just can't.
So that's actually, it was interesting to hear you at the beginning talk about, you know, how this song, you felt like this is a song vibe that's for the moment. Do you kind of consider that to be part of your role as a musician, to try and fill the void in people's lives of what they might need right now?
Yeah, I feel like it's necessary, just considering, like I always say, the climate of the world right now. I think, like, people like music, in my opinion, like, it can change so many different things. So I just think that, like, some of my songs are mostly about, like, love and things of that nature. But I almost had the urge to put out a record that was kind of, like, heartfelt, kind of sad. So considering the times we're living in, I just felt like, you know, Vibe would be just a better, just an overall better single to take people, you know, to a different place. So I think, yeah, to answer the question.
I really like one of the things I do like is the fact that you kind of have that feel-good music, and that you want to, and that, you know, you're not trying to push the negative for the most part. And I mean, I think that, you know, a sad album totally will work. But at this point, yeah, I like the fact that you've got that feel-good sound.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I think it's just something that's needed right now. You know, it's necessary. And, the responses that we've received so far have been pretty good, pretty uplifting. So it appears that, you know, we went the right route, so to speak.
Yeah. I mean, and that's another thing. Like, as I watched some of your videos and stuff like that, I was reading some of the comments on YouTube and that kind of thing. Like, how much do you look at those? Do you try to respond even, or do you just kind of take that to heart?
You know what, and this may sound kind of corny, but personally, I will sit and go through every comment, because at the end of the day, this is something that I genuinely love doing. And, you know, there are certain artists out here, and I'm not knocking anyone's agenda or whatever, who just won't engage, won't respond. And I feel like if these people take the time out to listen to your music, let alone comment, you know how it is in today's time. People are, like, looking at something 1 second, and then 5 seconds later, they're on to the next thing. So if they take the time out of their days to comment, to view something, the least you can do is respond. So I always try my best to just, you know, let my supporters know how much I appreciate them. And, you know, I think it's just, like, extremely important, you know. So I always comment, always.
How much time do you spend kind of learning the business side of it, especially when you're on a small team like that there? You know, understanding the streaming numbers and understanding the just the different ways to market yourself, and how much of that is, you know, effort put into that compared to the music part?
I would say I put just as much effort into that as I do the music, because it's obviously essential to know. You know, streaming equates to money.
Yeah.
So not to say that's my primary focus, but we're all, you know, we all out here, you know, obviously are doing whatever we're doing because we want to, you know, make money. And so, you know, I feel like it's just as important. I pay very, very close attention to it, because, for example, like, a buddy of mine, he's been kind of like in the pits like for the past like 8 months. He's also an artist, but he writes as well. And his bank account was in the negatives. He's like, man, I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know how I'm going to survive. I have kids to take care of. And he's like, you know, I just don't know what to do. I'm thinking about going back to work. I said, man, you know, well, you've written a few records, but even considering the fact that he's written these records, everything has been like, you know, like at a standstill considering the pandemic with publishing companies. So just the other day, we're talking on the phone, and he's like, dude, you know all the complaining I've been doing? I think I'm at the point where I don't have to complain any longer because I just received a $300,000 check in my bank account.
Nice. So, nice. That's good to hear.
Exactly, dude. Like, it's like so important. You just have to know and be, as informed as possible when it comes to like the streaming and everything, because it's definitely key in my opinion. You know, they're both just as important.
Well, and I think especially like, you know, I mean, we've all heard terrible stories about people getting taken advantage of by management and accountants and stuff like that. So I think that the more that you know about the business, the less likely that you are going to be taken advantage of.
Yeah. But then there's some people, and it's funny you mention that, because I know I have a few friends who've been, you know, they've been taken advantage of on like every possible level. And I'm just like, dude, like, you know, you have to know this, you have to know that. And, you know, sometimes I don't, you know, I just don't understand why people do stuff like that. I feel like if you're working with someone, then, you know, you can at least keep them, you know, up to speed on everything. You know, there should never be a hidden moment or anything, you know, especially if you want to have any form of longevity. But it happens, sadly, it happens, and it will happen fast, especially if you don't know how to read contracts or any of that stuff. They will pull it over you with the quickness.
Mm-hmm. Horrible stuff.
Horrible.
How much of that did you kind of get from your mother?
Honestly, in terms of like knowing the business?
Just the business in that regard.
Well, my parents have always instilled in me, not anything like as it relates to like the music industry, but they've always instilled in me to always know or be aware of everything, you know, and make sure your business is always intact. So I'm glad that they did that because, you know, like I have friends who, you know, parents never taught them that, you know. So the fact that my parents taught me that and, you know, they wanted to keep me, you know, just, you know, informed and, oh God, my son's running over here. I'm sorry. And they just wanted to make sure I was handling business the right way so I wouldn't have any issues in the future. I think they played a role in that point. But in terms of the music business, they didn't play any role in that. But, you know, bye, buddy. I'm on the phone. I love you. Yeah, he has to come over.
Oh, that's fine. We've probably got a couple questions for him if you want.
Yeah, he's out of here now. He's like, yep, I'm out of here. Kids, I love him to death.
So then what is it?
Yeah, but... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, like, how do your parents feel about your career and the success that you're having now?
My mom she's happy. My dad, he's passed away. He passed away 4 years ago. But prior to that, he was happy. You know, he would come to my shows, knowing that I was living my dream. Mom, I was supposed to be a lawyer at one point, but then that didn't go through. I mean, I graduated and everything, but music has always been my passion, you know. But they just wanted me to be happy, you know, and do what I enjoy doing, which is music. And my mom's, to this day, like, she's still, like, you know, she's in disbelief, knowing that I've had 3 top 10 Billboard charted records, you know, within a year and a half's time. You know, yeah, it's just a blessing, you know, because she wanted to become a singer, and in fact she was signed to Motown Records back in the day. But she's happy.
As a father, are you passing that message along of follow your passion already?
Yeah, I think it's important. My son's a little young to understand that right now, but you know, when he's at, you know, at the appropriate age, I'm sure I'll instill that in him. You know, just, I just want him to be happy and do what he enjoys to do, and then ultimately take care of business. You know, yeah, I think it's important.
Now, knowing knowing the difficulties of the music industry, would you kind of recommend that he go that way, or is it just kind of one of those, if he feels like it, then it'll happen?
That's a good question. Because in the next 15 to 20 years, who knows what this industry will look like? Because right now it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the pandemic, even prior to that, it was just total chaos. But I mean, it just depends, you know. It just depends on how the industry looks when that time comes, and if it makes sense, I'll encourage him if he wants to do it. You know, if he wants to do it, I'll support him.
Can do a duet with your son? I'll bet that would be pretty special.
No, that's funny you mentioned that, because I'm actually gonna put him on this next EP that I'm dropping. I have an idea that I'm gonna put him on the EP, and I'll incorporate him in one of my music videos as well.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, it's just, yeah, it's a good memories for him and I, you know, and him to look back on. But yeah, he actually has a voice, though. He can sing. It's crazy. He's only 4 years old, but he's yeah, definitely wise, seriously wise. He knows how to hold a note.
Nice. Good genes, then, obviously.
Yeah, man. Yeah, genetics, something else, right?
Well, and that's something that I'm interested in, because in your bio it says that you don't need to use autotune and that you can just go ahead and sing naturally at anything. And I think that's amazing, because autotune seems to be just so relied upon these days.
Very true. It is. And even now, people are doing it at their live shows. At first, I didn't notice. I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, this guy can. I'm like, wait a minute. Something is adding up here. My first reaction was like, oh man, this dude can blow. And then you could tell, like, at certain points throughout the concert, when he would talk, it sounded completely different. Then when he would go back to the mic, it sounded like there was like some sort of vocal enhancer on his, you know, setup through the system. And I said, wait a minute, I wonder if he's using autotune. And so my buddy, he was actually engineering that concert. That's how I was able to go. He gave me free tickets. And I asked him, I said, hey man, was he using autotune? He said, good ear. He said, he sure was. And I didn't know you could do that at live shows. There's some sort of plug-in, and it'll hook up to your mic, and then boom, you have autotune. So I think it kind of sucks, if you ask me. But if it works and you're selling records, I guess who cares, right?
Well, I don't know. I get frustrated just because a lot of those guys and people, they use autotune even though they can sing so beautifully. Like, you know, I don't know why you need to use it when you do. Don't need it.
It's really strange. I think it's just like to kind of keep up with the industry. Like, I think that's like the new wave, autotune. I'm not knocking it, but I feel like if you can really sing, like, you can at least display that at, you know, sometimes, like, you know, you don't always have to sing an autotune. It's kind of annoying, but.
Well, you know, I never seen one of these shows, you know, these, American Idol or America's Got Talent or Masked Singer or anything like that. Never seen anybody win using autotune. And people are blown away when somebody can actually sing, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You can't do that on American Idol or, like, you know, like you said, the Masked Singer, you have to seriously sing, you know? So. Yeah, or the voice, like, you know, can't hide on there.
Well, and it just feels like, yeah, like you could really lose the emotional context, because sometimes the thing about singing is the emotion, and it's not necessarily that you need it to sound like the cleanest or the best that it could, but just that it has to be the best for the song.
Ooh, I like that. Well said. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, mic drop moment by Brett there.
There you go, bam!
Like, I don't know.
That was definitely a mic drop moment. Yeah, definitely. That's true. That's very true, man.
How many times then would you kind of go through a song when you're recording it? Like, how many takes would it generally take you to lay down a song?
Oh, I'm not gonna lie. Total transparency right now. It could potentially, because keep in mind, I don't write anything down. So sometimes, like, my engineer would get seriously annoyed. He's like, man, I have to go out and smoke some weed, man. Because I'll literally be behind the mic. I'm telling you, and we have, like, a joke. It's like this joke that we have, ongoing joke at that. But it could take me, because there's so many different intricacies when it comes to, like, stacking and harmonizing. It could take me, I don't know, it depends. Like, I could do maybe 500 takes.
How many?
500. Yeah.
Whoa.
Potentially. I'm not going to say it happens all the time, but if I'm, like, seriously, like, in that vibe, so to speak, or in that moment, it's like, okay, I don't like this. I don't like that. Okay, let's do it this way. Let's do it that way. And it's like, dude, it's fine. Trust me, it sounds good. And I listen back. I'm like, no, that doesn't sound good. And then, like, my manager, if he's in the studio, he's like, dude, you're crazy, man. It sounds good. I'm like, no, doesn't sound good. Let's do it again. We'll do it again. We'll do it again. We'll do it again. And at that point, everyone's just like, screw this, man. We're going to take a break. Come back. Do it again. Do it again. It just depends. Because I wanted to be right. That's how Prince was. Prince wouldn't let anything slide. And he could hear anything that was off. I mean, anything. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm just like an over. I don't know. Probably. Like,
oh, no. I think it's a good thing. I mean, and you're just doing it to yourself. I mean, it's not like one of these film directors like James Cameron. They'll make the guys do it 500 times, and it has to take a crew of 80 or 100 to do it every time. You know?
Right. Exactly. Yeah, but then there are times where I can. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Just you're doing it to yourself, you know, and your small crew. But you know, there's something to be said for striving for perfection.
There you go. That's all I'm doing. It's just like, I mean, I'm striving for perfection in my mind, but in their minds, I'm crazy. Like, yeah, send them to the loony bin. no, dude. Like, we have to get this right. If I were to play you like what vibes sounded like before we went in and like corrected certain things, you'll say, oh, I noticed the difference. Because it didn't sound anything like it sounds right now.
Wow.
It was like a completely different feel. And I'm like, dude, we got to change the tempo. We have to. There's no way around it. We have to change the tempo. And then next thing you know, everyone's like, oh, I love that groove. The initial groove was like slower. It was just like, this ain't it. But yeah.
So you hear it kind of in your head before? Do you hear like a song in your head before you sing it, before the music is put together? Do you kind of hear the and you know if it's right or not?
Yes, sir. That's funny you mention that, because that's exactly how I do it. Even now, while walking back to my house, up my driveway, I'm like, I can hear something in my head right now. Like a song that I've been trying to work on for days. And yeah, I can just hear it. I know how to mute, how I'll go about structuring the music, everything. I can just hear it all.
And yet you're still working on it in your head. You're perfecting it there before you get it out.
Yeah, I've been literally working on it since we've been on the phone.
Excellent.
No lie.
Excellent. I need to know which song this is when you record it. It's we'll think of it as the We Talk Music song.
I'm gonna call it I Try, you know, you give your all, every effort you put towards a relationship, and yet she still shoots you down every single time. I'm trying my best, but there's no way for me to really, you know, penetrate her heart in a good sense, you know? It's like, no matter what I do, it's never enough. So that's what I'm working on right now.
I know that feeling. That one speaks to, you know, I mean, I guess that's the key with all great music, right? Is it speaks to pretty much everybody. And that's a message
exactly.
I think a lot
something
of people
relatable.
Can. Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. I Try. I'm looking out for it already. So when's it going to be out? Next week?
Well, you know what? Not next week, but it will be recorded probably by next week, because that's when I'll be in the studio. Yeah.
How
Finishing
often?
Up with EP.
Nice. Yeah, how often do you get into the studio?
Well, as of right now, because I live in the Bay Area of California, NorCal. So the studio is located in SoCal, which is only like a 40-minute flight. But it just depends. It depends. It could range from, every like 2 weeks, I'll fly down to Southern California, and then I'll record. And then from there, I try to get enough material so that I can, I won't have to record like, you know, the following day or the next week. So I try to record at least 8 to 10 songs That way I can have a nice amount to choose from.
Wow, and at 500 takes each, that's a lot of recording.
You didn't say 500.
That's a lot, man. You do the math. Correct. Yeah, not for everyone. only for a few.
Do you always go to the same studio? Is it the same studio you record at?
Yeah, it's the same studio all the time. My buddy has a really, really nice studio that's actually, I don't want to say it's his garage, but he like just like completely remodeled his, well, it once was a garage, but now it's just like a print shop slash half print shop, half recording studio. And it's really nice. So we record there. It's a nice vibe. It's in his backyard. It's just a great feeling, you know. It's a really nice studio. So
how important is it to have that right energy at a studio?
It's extremely important because I remember this one time I was at a studio in my who was it? Someone was in the studio. Matter of fact, it was a girl in the studio, and her energy, she didn't even say anything. She was just sitting in the corner, like rolling her eyes. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with this chick? Like, what? And I said, hey man, am I singing off, you know, or key or? What the hell? Like, is she like, why is she acting like that? And they're like, what are you talking about? She didn't even say anything. I said, dude, look at her. So we walked out the room, and I'm telling my buddy, look at her. I said, man, just look, just watch her. And he's like, oh man, I wasn't even paying attention. She does look fucking crazy. And granted, that means nothing. But next thing you know, she's like, oh, I was just. You know, I wanted to just say one thing, and I'm like, oh, shit, here it goes, which is why I felt like she had an attitude based on where her facial expressions and had looked at that particular moment in time. And then she comes out and says, I just feel like that song doesn't make sense. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? She's like, well, I didn't want to say anything. I said, yeah, but apparently it's written all over your face. So, you know, I let her say what she wanted to say, and next thing you know, it was just like some random, strange, awkward moment. And then I just made her leave because it was just really weird. I don't know what she was. It might have been some chemical imbalance of some sort. Who knows? Whatever. We got her out of there. She was just, I don't even know why she was there, to be honest with you. Whatever. Who knows?
Well, there you go. That's it. That's the energy as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but energy is important. You know, I can't record around strange individuals. It just won't work, you know?
So you're not going to record around Brett?
I didn't say that.
Well, make no doubt. I know that we'd both love to go and hang out with you at the studio sometime.
Yeah, I think you'd find our energy better at that, at least.
Yeah, for sure.
No, we have a good time, man. We're always good vibes. You know, have some good whiskey. Good drinks, you know, good time, you know, and, you know, you guys have great energy. So energetically, I feel like we would connect, you know. But that girl that day, she's a fucking psycho. She can say what she has. Fucking freak show, man. It was really weird. Really weird.
Well, I just got to say one thing. I'd be like, what? No, you don't. You don't have to say anything.
Like, yeah, yourself out of this. Pretty much. It was just really strange, man. I'm telling you, if you guys were there, you would have said, get her out of here. It was just, you know, matter of fact, prime example, you ever went into like a meeting or any type of, I don't know, round table, whatever, and then there's like, everyone's laughing and joking, and then next thing you know, that one person who always shows up late arrives at the meeting and kills the entire energy in the room, just that one particular person. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced that, but one person killed the entire vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Have you noticed
I've experienced it. You bet. You bet, man. It's brutal.
Yeah, it's brutal. So, yeah, she was that one person.
All right, we'll keep her out of there from now on. We're right up against the clock. I see our time with you. You probably got something else scheduled, I'm guessing, after here. So.
Oh, yeah, I got another interview. Oh,
yeah, shit. Yeah. Unfortunately, that sucks because we're having a great time. But, you know, Jay, we want to give you a chance to, you know, promote everything. Just plug your shit right now and let everybody know where to keep up with you.
Awesome. Yeah. So, your boy Jay Brown represents Detroit, Michigan. If you want, which I would greatly appreciate, follow me on Instagram. at J Brown Music Only, as well as Twitter, J Brown Music Only. Check out my new single, Vibe, which is actually yesterday I found out that it was the second most added record in the country, in the U.S. to radio. And you can go to YouTube and check out the video for Vibe. So, you know, just look out for me. Support me. I'll support you. Hit me up on Instagram. I'm pretty cool. I will definitely talk back to you guys and just support the music and the movement.
Awesome. Well, Jay, thank you so much. I love Vibe, and I urge everyone to listen to it. And I'm so glad that it's finding success for you. And we wish you nothing but the best in the future. And hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Be safe. Stay safe, both you and your families. And ultimately, be blessed.
Awesome.
And
thanks,
follow
Jay.
Me, guys. If you guys are on Instagram, follow me. I definitely follow you guys back.
All right.
Please.
Sounds good. Okay.
Thank awesome. You.
Have right, a great guys. Day. Sure. All right. Bye now, Jay.
You too.
Yeah.